Fourth of July celebrations may be over, but that doesn't mean people have stopped firing rockets. Last week, middle school students from across Alaska learned how to design and launch their own rockets at one of University of Alaska Anchorage's summer engineering academies. Alaska Public Media's Henry Leisha attended the final launch.
At the center of a large field, a group of students watches Wayne Robinson remove the parachute from a red, white, and blue rocket. He's worried about wind blowing the rockets into a nearby road on their descent, so he instructs the students to make some last-minute adjustments.
And what that does is it converts this 8-shroud roundish chute into a 4-shroud square chute that's a lot smaller. So the rocket will come down faster.
Robinson, a mechanical engineer, played a big role in developing the curriculum for this year's UAA Summer Rocketry Academy. He has been building rockets since 1962. When he first started out, supplies were hard to come by.
Most of my early rockets were built from scratch, literally to the point of actually rolling the tubes and using tops off of shampoo bottles and so forth for nose cones.
Times have changed. The Summer Academy students get to work with high-quality kits. They even use high-tech modeling software to customize their rockets and see how they will fly before launch.
They started with the basic kit design and then modified it by putting on different nose cones, different fins, trimming the fins down, putting the fins on backwards, and so forth. So we ended up with actually, out of that single kit, a rather wide variety of designs.
Addison Dobbs and Khalid Hodge are two students from Thielen Middle School in Wasilla. They're comparing their designs while waiting for their turn to launch. Both are confident that their rockets will fly high above the clouds, but Khalid thinks Addison's paint job could use some work.
With the spray paint, don't go too close, or you're going to get it dripping like that.
Well, I wanted it like that.
Okay.
The rocketry course is one of 13 offered by UAA's Summer Engineering Academies. The academies offer hands-on instruction in the field of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM. Deanna Flynn, one of the instructors, attended the summer academies herself just a few years ago. She says that the Java programming course she took helped inspire her to pursue a degree in computer science.
These camps are a great opportunity to get kids more involved in the STEM field and seeing great ideas of what you could do in the future.
When the wind dies down, the first group of students step up to the ignition switch. In the distance, behind a few orange cones, their rocket stands on the launch pad. They scan the field and the sky and then begin their countdown.
Going in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Despite the wind and some ominous rain clouds, all 15 rockets were successfully launched by the end of the day. In Anchorage, I'm Henry Leisha.